Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen face each other across the library table, and a spirited game of rummy is in progress. Listen.
Don't bother drawing another card, old pal.
You win.
Handily. Cast your pretty eyes over these tickets.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a handsome bouquet of pasteboards?
Quite a powerhouse.
Four jacks, three queens, three kings, all face cards.
I had something pretty good worked up here myself, Gov. The 3, 4, 5, and 6 of diamonds and the ace, deuce, and tray of clubs.
They're certainly no good now.
No, but if I could have snagged on to another 9 spot, I'd been sitting pretty.
If Napoleon had snagged on to the Battle of Waterloo, he'd have been sitting pretty.
Let's see, where are them other 2 9 spots? I'm going to shuffle through the deck and see.
Oh, come on, crank out the tickets.
Well, I'm desirous of seeing how close I come to victory.
What's the percentage in smelling yesterday's roses? The game is over and I won it. Don't make any difference to posterity how close you come to victory.
Here we are. The 9 of spades is the 3rd card down. If you hadn't got that last jack, it would have been my play, and I would have drew the 7 of hearts. That wouldn't have done me any good, and I'd have discarded it. The next card would be the ace of diamonds, and you'd have threw it away. Okay, it's my turn again, and what would I draw? I draw the 9 of spades.
You win the game, huh?
I win the game.
Congratulations.
I sure came plenty close.
I'll say. Of course, I am the victor, but who cares about that? It's more interesting to go through the cards and see what would have happened if I hadn't won the game.
The hand before last would I have. Had the 8, 9... No, I had the 9, 10, and jack of clubs. Had 3, 5, and I had the deuce,
will
three...
Will you crank out the tickets?
Okay.
One suspects one of being mentally deficient.
You figure I'm bats in the belfry, huh?
I wouldn't make such a bald statement as that. However, it's my private personal opinion.
Mom must be home.
Oh, I'm sure you're wrong. Yes, kiddo.
In the living room?
Sure.
What you doing?
Playing rummy with horseradish. You're going to deal or you're going to sit there with your teeth in your mouth?
I'm trying to remember what I had 2 games ago. Seems to be I got dealt 3 aces right off the bat and started saving 10s. Then I noticed you were picking
what
up
the heck difference does it make what you had 2 games ago? What you had 2 games ago is history. Does the leopard count as spots?
What leopard?
Please, please crank out the tickets. The day wanes.
You fellas, hold on. I've been on deck about an hour.
I've been in dock about 45 minutes. Gee, but I'm cute.
Anybody telephone?
Why, Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma, who don't even own the socks he wears on his feet, called about 5 minutes ago and said he was making up a batch of peanut brittle, and would you be...
I don't want jokes when I ask a question. Did anybody telephone?
No.
That's the information I want.
Now I'll pout the rest of the day.
You just starting a new rummy game?
It'd be nice if we could start a new rummy game. However, your backward boy here refuses to crank out the tickets. He just sits in his chair with his feet in his shoes.
Well, look, wait a second before you start a new game. I want you to help me straighten out something.
What is it?
I got a sneaking notion that new clerk down in Croucher's cheated me.
Yeah?
I'm not positive, but I think so.
You shortchange it?
Well, that's what I don't know. See if you can help me get straightened around.
Okay.
He's an awful dumbhead anyway, that fella. I don't imagine he's dishonest or anything like that, but he's rattlebrained. You know him, Willie?
Sure.
What's his name? Gutty?
Guthrie. Guthrie Woolman.
When I went in the store, he was the only one around. Not a single customer. It was just the two of us. And this... What's his name?
Guthrie.
This Guthrie was talking over the telephone to his girl. All kind of silly stuff. You do too like George Bear and me. What you mean I got cute hair? Who are you trying to kid saying I couldn't raise a mustache? All such dumbness as that.
Yeah, that's Guthrie for you. He thinks he's awful smooth with the ladies.
Well, I had to stand there by the counter and listen to all that. And the worst of it was he took me in on it.
He done what, kiddo?
He took me in on his telephone foolishness.
How?
Well, he'd say some smart alecky thing to his girl and he'd wink at me.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He said to his girl, he said, if George thinks you're sweeter than molasses, he ought to go down to the roundhouse with the rest of the nuts. Then he turned and looked at me and grinned and winked and carried on like a regular idiot. He winked at me just as much to say, ain't you and I got a fine joke on this person, though?
He must be a dandy.
Well, he's a lunatic. Imagine that, me, a customer, and having to stand there and wait while he fiddled around with the telephone.
What'd you do?
I boiled.
I bet.
Finally, I dusted up and stuck in my oar. I says, will you kindly wait on me, please?
He hang up the receiver?
Yes, and mighty quick, too.
I bet Mom give him the old snake eye.
I'll say I give him the old snake eye.
Then you got shortchanged, huh?
Well, I ain't sure whether I did or not. See, I was aggravated by all that telephone foolishness and kind of got myself mixed up.
Well.
See if you can help me get straightened out.
All right. How much money did you have to begin with? How much did you spend and how much did you bring home?
Well, that's what I'm not positive about.
You're not positive about how much money you brought home?
I'm not positive about any of it.
You don't know how much you had to begin with?
Not exactly, no.
You don't know how much you spent?
I know how much I spent, but I'm not sure. Well, it can all be figured out. Russell, give me your pencil.
Oh, I'll get you one out of the library table.
I'll tell you just what I've done, Vic, and you keep track.
Okay.
That crazy fella had his mind so cluttered up with girls, he didn't know half what he was doing.
Uh-huh. Well, shoot. You say you don't even know how much cash you had when you went in the grocery store.
Not exactly, no.
Well, at least you know how much you gave the fella.
Oh, sure.
How much did you give him?
I give him... let's see now. I give him... Let's see, how much did I give him?
A dollar bill?
No. Let me think back now.
Here's your pencil, Mom.
Lay it down. I give him 50 cents.
50 cents, huh?
A quarter, three nickels, and a dime.
50 cents. And what'd you buy?
I bought a box of matches, a dozen of eggs, and a package of crackers.
What that all come to?
Eggs was 40 cents, matches was 5 cents, and crackers was 5 cents.
Well, you wasn't supposed to get any change. There's 50 cents right there.
No.
Well, sure. Eggs, 40, matches, and crackers each, a nickel adds up to an even half dollar. If you gave the guy a
half... But I bought other things.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I got a dozen little frosted cookies, a fly swatter, a can of peas, and a head of cabbage.
And you only give the guy 50 cents?
I give him the 50 cents for the eggs and the matches and the crackers.
Well, didn't you give him anything for the cabbage?
Oh, you're all mixed up, Vic.
You're all mixed up.
Listen now, and I'll tell exactly what happened.
All right.
Take your pencil and write this down, son.
Okay.
There's paper there on the chair.
Yeah, I got paper.
Take all this down.
Yeah.
I met Miss Barbachoke on Kelsey Street this afternoon. We had a little chat there by the corner. She was on her way over to...
Hey, Mom, you're going too fast.
What?
You're saying it too fast. I can't keep...
You're not writing that down.
Well, you told me to take down
every... Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, you told me
to... It's figures I want written down.
Okay. I'd love to point out
how... Vic, I met Miss Barbachoke there on Kelsey Street, and she paid me 40 cents she owed me for her share of refreshments we had after the picture show a week ago.
Yeah.
No, I'm wrong. It was 35 cents she paid me. Still owes me a nickel.
Why any of that written down?
Write down, 35 cents.
Okay.
Vic, this 35 cents she gave me was a quarter and two nickels.
Uh-huh.
Well, I knew I was going to buy eggs and matches and crackers, and I knew it had come to exactly 50 cents, so I took a nickel and a dime out of my purse and slipped them in my pocket.
Okay.
When I put the money in my pocket, I found I already had some money in there, 13 cents, a dime and three pennies.
Make 63 cents you had in your pocket.
Yeah, and left $2.87 in my purse.
Well, let's forget your purse and stick to the money that you had in your pocket.
Oh, can't stick to the money I had in my pocket because I had to open my purse when I bought the fly swatter and cabbage and stuff.
I got figures down here I don't even know what they mean.
See, Vic, I can't stick to the money in my pocket.
Well, just tell me what happened after you got in the grocery store.
I bought matches, eggs, and crackers and give the fella 50 cents.
Fine. So far, you and the fella are even.
Yeah, so far we're even.
You got this 50 cents out of your pocket.
No, I got it out of my purse.
Well, you said you'd give him a quarter and three nickels.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I did get it out of my purse.
You mean your pocket?
Yeah, my pocket. I got the 50 cents out of my pocket. That left 13 cents in my pocket.
Well, we needn't concern ourselves about the 13 cents in your pocket.
Oh, yes, we do. Because when I bought the fly swatter and the cabbage and the peas and the cookies, I needed some odd pennies, and I got those odd pennies out of my pocket.
I got every figure you mentioned wrote down here, Mom, but they don't mean nothing.
Vic, I got those odd pennies out of my pocket. The rest of the money I got out of my purse. See, what happened was, I thought I was only going to buy eggs and matches and crackers, but on the way out of the store, I decided to buy the fly swatter and the cabbage and the peas and... Say, wait a minute. Did I say I got that money out of my pocket?
What money?
The money for the groceries.
What groceries? You bought two separate sets of groceries and you paid cash...
Oh, I see.
Huh?
I see.
See what?
It's all right.
Is it?
Perfectly all right. I didn't get shortchanged. See here, I got 7 cents. Well...
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.